What is this project about? Um was geht es in dem Projekt?
This project, it combines two aspects, ecology and reconciliation or peace, if you want. We have an ecological problem in the Middle East, as in many places in the world, by the way, because the rodents, they destroy the cultural fields, and the farmers, the first solution is to spread poison, which kills the rodents, but also the predators of the rodents, including raptors and endangered raptors, mammals, which eat the rodents, the poisoned rodents. That's what we did at the start. We convinced the farmers to favor the barnal, the Schleierheule, and the farmers, they fixed the nest boxes where the barnals go inside to lay the eggs to raise the family. One family of barnal can eat between 2,000 and 6,000 rodents per year. It's really a lot. Wow. The farmers were really motivated to protect the raptors. And at the same time, they reduced the quantity of poison they spread in the fields. And of course, the raptors' nature know no boundaries, and the raptors which are born in Israel, they can go in the Arabic countries like Palestine or Jordan. And that's why we started to try to convince the farmers in Palestine and in Jordan to do the same as the Israeli. The only problem is that in the Arab world, they really don't like owls. And owls, this is the best biological pest control agent. Thus, we have to convince them that the barn owls is not the bringer of bad omen, but of good luck, because they eat the rodents. And that's what we do. That's why this project started to have a political component, because we brought together Israeli, Palestinians, and Jordanians at the same table to talk about an ecological problem. Thus, we don't talk about politics. We never talk about the conflict. We talk about an issue which is important for the farmers in all three countries. And that's why this project is successful.
So what is the specific part about the Jordan Valley from a nature protection perspective?
The Jordan Valley is quite low. You know, this is below sea level. And there are many agricultural fields in Palestine, Jordan, and Israel. And because of this, there are many rodents. And thus, we have to work in this valley where the farmers, they cultivate vegetables, for instance, and the wheat. And thus, we fix boxes in this valley. And this valley is not only important for agriculture, this is also important for the migratory birds, because birds from Asia and from Europe, many birds, they go from the summer quarters where they are in the summer, and they cross the Jordan Valley to reach Africa, where they stay in the winter. And thus, if there is a catastrophe, you know, an ecological catastrophe in this region, the Jordan Valley, it would impact Europe, Asia, and Africa, the wildlife. That is a very important region. And that's why we try to motivate the farmers to take care of the land from the bird and the ecological perspective.
So what is your personal relationship to the birds?
Yeah, it's quite a long story. I started when I was 18. I'm nowadays 53. That's more than 30 years I'm working with these birds. That I started as a passionate ornithologist before I was not even at the high school. And then I decided to go at the university, and during the entire career at the university, I always worked with the barn owl. Thus, this is my study organism, if you want, a very interesting bird. And that's the reason why Yossi Leshem asked me to come to join in Israel, because I'm a specialist about this bird. And thus, initially, I came there as a scientist, but later on, I decided to invest even more energy for the reconciliation part rather than the ecological part. And I think this is the key of the story, because if we want to have an impact from an ecological perspective to save, you know, our environment, I think we have to include human in the equation. Thus, we have to do something for human, and if the humans notice, the ecologists do something for us, they will be more keen to work with us to save the environment. And that's exactly why at the university at the moment I started a project with psychologists, cognitive psychologists and social psychologists, because we want to understand the factors, you know, in the human mind, what trigger them to protect nature or not, and what we should do to engage them in nature protection. And I think this project will probably go much beyond the Middle East, you know, the question of the Middle East, but have an impact at a larger scale. At least this is my goal. And maybe I'm a dreamer, but we have to dream if you want to do something in your life.
That is actually true. You've been talking about humans. So talking about humans, there have been conflicts with humans within the last decades in the Middle Eastern region. But apparently this did not really touch the communication between the parties. But which challenges would you say are currently happening for the protection of nature?
Okay, I think there are two sides I can answer, because you talk about nature in general and there is our project in particular. I would say that in the past, the situation between Israel and Palestine was much easier. Even after the second Intifada, the Israeli could go in Israel to in Palestine, the Palestinians could come in Israel. It was relatively easy to meet. But with time, the situation became really tough, and the Palestinians with which we work together, they want to collaborate with the Israeli. Collaborate. I don't like this word, collaborate, but they want to do something for nature, even if this is with the Israeli or whatever country, the people. They want to do something for the people, you know, for the farmers. And during the last, 5 years, the situation became more difficult, but still the Palestinians agreed not to come in Israel, but to come in Jordan. Thus, when we wanted to meet our Palestinian friends, they were going in Jordan to do this. But the situation becomes more difficult, and with the recent conflict, I don't think it will change so much compared to, let's say, the 5 previous years. It's a bit stupid to say, but what is more difficult for us is the COVID situation, more than the conflict itself. Because there are always bursts of conflict, you know. Suddenly, from one day to the other, wow, there is the war, and it lasts, let's say, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, and then it cools down, and we can start again to work together. But with the COVID situation for more than 1 year now, we can do nothing. You know, I cannot go in Palestine to supervise the action we do there, and I wanted to send the Swiss citizen to coordinate the work with the Palestinians, and I cannot do this as well. And we cannot verify what they do. We planned a meeting in Israel with Palestinians and Jordanians, and we could not do it. Thus, you know, this is the real problem for us. This is the COVID, because we cannot meet, and this is so important to meet all together. And maybe what you should know is that the people want to do something, but they cannot tell to the neighbors what they do if they do something with the Israeli. There is a lot of jealousy as well between the people, if we help some people and not the others. Thus, the situation is far more complex than what we see on TV, far more complex than just the conflict itself. And I have many stories, you know, regarding the human interaction between Palestinians, between Palestinian and Jordanians, and between Israeli and Palestinians. And sometimes the worst interactions are not necessarily between the Israeli and the Palestinians. That's the complex thing of this conflict. And that's why I think we need to act from a bottom-up project, starting with the farmers. What our goal is to help the people. And once we will be able to help the people on the ground, not only in Israel, but in Palestine and in Jordan, then we can start to do something at a higher level. And I think that our project is quite an inspiration for more actions in this type of things.
So what do you think? How can this project contribute to peacemaking in the current conflict situation?
I asked once a friend of mine, an Israeli, and I said, okay, listen, I come here and there, we do this with this farmer, these farmers. And I said, what do you think is the impact of the project? And the first thing you should know is that in Israel, there are 4,000 nest boxes for barn owls. Can you imagine? The many, many farmers do this. When I take the plane in Geneva and there is a control with the Israeli, And when once they start to make problems with me, I say, do you know Yossi Leshem? I say, of course I know Yossi Leshem. Everybody knows Yossi Leshem in Israel. There's a project, most of the population know about the project in Israel. In Palestine, the situation is more difficult. In Jordan, many, many people, you know, along the Jordan Valley, they all see the nest boxes, the Palestinians, the Jordanians. Thus, they know exactly what it is. Thus, I think that many people know, on the ground, they know. But I think what important thing is not only to make a bottom-up approach, to start with the farmers and to climb the ladder up to the leaders, but this is also to convince the leaders that our project is worth and quite an inspiration. And that's what the scientists can do. That's what we call scientific diplomacy. The scientists, they do things between Palestinians and Israeli, and suddenly the diplomats, they say, wow, these ecologists, they are able to do something. And we open the doors, if you want, to the ambassadors. And the ambassadors like the story because they can start to talk about these projects with their counterparts on the other side of the border. And it makes things much easier. And what I said before, I think one of my main goals now is really to raise awareness at a higher level in the international community. And I really think that the next step after meeting the Pope in Vatican is really to go to the U.S. because this is the key player. And we should do everything to meet Joe Biden, to explain him the relevance of our project and to convince him that I would not say he should, but this could be an inspiration for them to do something between the Israeli and the Palestinians. Maybe, again, I'm a dreamer, but, you know, people who did something for humanity, they were all dreamers. That's what we say with Yossi. We should be dreamers and we should be marathon runners. We should never stop the project, even if, despite COVID, despite the recent conflict between Palestinians and Israeli.
Can this project be used in other regions of the world?
Yes, I'm totally convinced that this project could be an inspiration for other conflicts, or not necessarily conflicts, armed conflicts, but, you know, to prevent conflicts even. And this is what we plan to start to study with my psychology friends, colleagues in the psychology. We want to understand how people, how this project could help to bring together groups of people. You know, this can be communities, villages maybe, or can be nations. And I think that using the barn owl or any other animal, and by the way, to do something for the farmers, to protect the environment so that the people can be a stronger link between the people and their own country, the countryside. And I think that we should spread the word in other parts of the world. And this is exactly what we tend to do in the coming years, starting from Middle East and spreading the world on other continents.
Where are you planning to do it on the planet?
We plan to, we are writing a grant proposal with my friends, and we plan to do it probably in ex-Yugoslavia, maybe in Africa. We were thinking about maybe Zimbabwe or Kenya. And also we plan to any place where, you know, the key problem is to have contacts with people on the ground to start a project. And what we want to do is to spot a number of regions where there are conflicts. And we want to try to use our project as a symbol, as a, you know, a flagship for further actions. And we will try to see whether the people are willing to join our idea. And just the other day, we were in contact with Kenya, and the Kenyans told us, oh my God, you are using art, just forget about it. And I think this is the point. People are afraid from the barn owls, the owls. Thus, they are not insensitive to the owls. And I think it generates you know, reaction of the people with these birds. And I think this can be the starting point to start a project at a large scale.